Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 12. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Books and Insight Friday, and today it's going to be The Struggles and Growth of a Man, Part 3. I'm going to discuss how I wrote this book, what went into it, and a good transition in the series. A couple of new things that came along with me writing this through some brainstorming sessions that I had. So let's get to it. So part three of the series, I had to make a transition period for Robert. He's learning about love for the first time. He's getting his brother back. So Michael gets out of prison and comes back home. And reflecting on what he once was as he talks about his old neighborhood and a whole lot of other things. So there's a lot he's dealing with all at once while trying to maintain his life. It's not easy for him still, but after have written part two and all the bad news that he dealt with, some things are looking for the better. And these issues that Robert is dealing with, I had to make this book, still of a struggle, to keep you guys, understanding of what men go through mentally, but, we don't speak about it. The good part is therapy has been helping Robert, but I couldn't just write that therapy is curing him and it's, making him completely better. For me, there has to be a process in order for him to make progress. So I'll say that again. There has to be a process for him to make progress. So basically what that means is that there's no one thing that solves every problem in real life. So even in a fictional book setting where I'm, tackling men's issues, he's not going to be cured with just therapy. He's going to have to go through the process of learning himself and who he is and, growing and becoming, a better man in his life and in society. So none of it is, going to be easy for him. But the fact that he gets his brother back, there's some sort of fulfillment for Robert. And speaking of Michael, I decided to incorporate him in some of the chapters in the book. It was random, honestly. It came to mind when I was, going through, my brainstorming session and, for the first two books, you hear Robert a lot. You hear of, Michael, through the letters, but now it's making this series more interesting. So with Michael having been in prison for a few years, I wanted to write how his life was in prison. A lot of people don't, fully understand, what prison life is like and, what that entails. So with Michael having seen a lot in prison and, his life is pretty much controlled on an everyday basis, for 5 years. You're being told when to wake up, you're sharing, a cell space with someone else. You got to use the bathroom in front of everyone. You're given your times of when you eat and you don't get to choose when you want to eat and you don't get the choice of what to eat. And you're being told what time to go take a shower. You're being told when you get time to go out in the yard and, get some recreational time. So everything is controlled. For me, that was a nice addition to the book. And, now it's at a place where I have two main characters telling their life stories in the prose format that I'm writing in. That for me was huge. And I think it's going to be good, going forward with the series that I'm going to have, two different, voices, two different perspectives of what life is like for each man, because now Michael has to, you know, figure himself out and grow. And, you know, now he's seeing that his bigger brother is learning about life and growing himself. And, you know, as, you know, the series, you know, moves on, the challenge is creating the storylines that, you know, will keep the story going, you know. And it's still, for me, tackling various social issues that men are facing in today's world and bringing that forward through not only through Robert's voice, but, you know, also through Michael's voice. To give you guys a little bit of a heads up and a little tidbit, on my website, with my blogs, I do Book Insight Fridays, and I do write my blogs. You know, they're a little bit shorter than what these podcasts are. And at the end of each blog, I have a picture of my notes for these books. So you get to see, you know, the process of how I put these books together and the notes. And you know, these notes, you know, now that I'm looking at them, they are much neater than other notes that I've written. Let's just say, like, when I wrote the Kids with Guns series and the World We Live In series, yeah. But they're a little bit more detailed. And, well, it's because I, you know, The World We Live In has 18 characters, and the Kids with Guns series, through a 5-book series, I think there's like 32 or 33 different characters. So I guess what I'm saying is that the less characters there are, the neater my notes are. Anyway, so I am going to read a little bit of chapter 1 from, you know, The Struggles and Growth of a Man, Part 3. This is Robert talking about his old stomping grounds and where he used to live. With me leaving and moving out of my neighborhood, I haven't been back to my old stomping grounds in a while. People have called me way too much, so I changed my phone number. I disappeared for a while and managed to get an apartment. I had to focus on myself for a while and get to know myself, along with learning about relationships, communication, and life. Going back to my own neighborhood was surreal in a way, especially when you live in quiet and have peace of mind. The ambiance is still there, and it's always lively no matter what. The same people I know are still on the block hustling as usual. People were happy to see me and was wondering what happened to me. Some even thought I was in a morgue somewhere or locked up behind prison walls. That's the norm for people to think that way if you knew what kind of place this was, with police officers patrolling the blocks trying to catch a quick drug deal going down. It was still the same place I had come to know, but people haven't improved their lives, which is the exact reason why I got out of here and saved myself. It sounds selfish, but sometimes as a man, you have to do what's right for you, because the loyalty in others is just not guaranteed anymore. The code of the neighborhood is to live and die where you were born. It's ingrained into your mind from childhood until you die, pretty much. So that's just a little bit of a glimpse of chapter 1. And it's called Old Stomping Grounds with Robert, as he details and chronicles what it's like to go back to his old neck of the woods and to see that nothing has changed that much, and that people are still living the same way. They haven't grown. They haven't made any sort of progress. You know, he talks about, you know, his friends and still trying to get him back into the drug dealing and things of that nature. But he's learned that he can't do that anymore, and that he has to make strides to become a better person. You know, so it's growth, you know, to start, you know, part 3. And he's detailing, you know, him walking through his old neighborhood. And towards the end of that first chapter, he starts to feel uneasy, and he feels like he needs to get out of Dodge and get out of the neighborhood and go back to the safer neighborhood that he lives in currently, so nothing bad happens, you know. Because for him, it's, you know, when you go back to your old stomping grounds, you're gonna feel uneasy, not necessarily because of safety concerns, but it's something could go down where your safety is in danger. I just, want to say thank you to those who are listening to these podcasts. This is a very fulfilling journey to share my content and what I'm doing. And please feel free to check out these books on Amazon. They're on Barnes & Noble's, Kobo, a lot of other bookstores. I don't have them just on Amazon. With that said, that is my podcast for today. Stay tuned on Monday as it will be the continuation of Insight. Mondays with Mello and the insight of what's going on in my mind. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.